Hallelujah. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
奉主耶稣圣名，我开始来证道。
This is my last night evangelical service here in the Pacifica Church.
今年是我最后一个在 Pacifica 教会的的布道会。
Each time the preaching is burdensome.
每一次的讲道，事实上都是让我有个担子的感觉。
But it's meaningful.
但是又是非常的有意义。
And also, it's a great joy and also excitement too.
当然这里面有很多的喜乐有很多的这个激励。
And also every time for me it's a great challenge also.
当然对于我每一次的讲道都是一个挑战。
After this message, to receive the Holy Spirit and helps us to understand the way of salvation, also encourages us.
当然当我们提到这个领受的这个宝贵的圣灵不仅是确定我们个人的这个得救也跟我们的生活都有关系。
Now, let's turn to the book of John, chapter 3, verse 5.
我们打开约翰福音的第三章的第五节。
John, chapter 3, verse 5.
约翰福音第三章的第五节。
John, chapter 3, verse 5.
约翰福音第三章第五节。
Jesus answered, and truly, truly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. When Nicodemus came to Jesus Christ at night time,
这个尼哥底母他夜晚的时候来找耶稣。
Nicodemus is one of considered one of Pharisees and one of a high ranker in at that time and as a religious leaders.
尼哥底母他是犹太人的官他是个法利赛人。
So most of Pharisees is very hard to come up to him to express their true feelings.
当时的任何法利赛人他们要到耶稣的面前来承认耶稣这是不简单的事。
Because most of the Pharisees they're already against Jesus Christ.
因为大多数的犹太人他们都已经是公开的来反对耶稣。
They have a great jealousy and they even trying to they determined to kill him.
他们对耶稣是生出很大的嫉恨的心想尽办法要来杀耶稣。
So Nicodemus came at night to come to actually very secretly at night came to Jesus. And he expresses a true feeling about Jesus Christ.
所以尼哥底母他在夜晚的时候他这个冒着危险来见耶稣把心中对耶稣的感想要对耶稣讲出来。
If you look at the verse 2 here, mentioned that Rabbi, we know that you have come from God as a teacher.
所以第二节他提到对耶稣说拉比我们知道你是从神那里来做师傅的。
For no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him.
所以因为你所行的神迹若没有神同在无人能行。
We have noticed that here and according to this confession of the Nicodemus, Nicodemus already believed in Jesus Christ.
从这个尼哥底母对耶稣所说的这句话我们知道尼哥底母他已经承认耶稣了。
When after he confessed and Jesus answer and say to him, verse 3.
他这个对耶稣承认他对耶稣的相信然后接着耶稣在第三节回答他的话。
Truly, truly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
第三节耶稣说我实实在在地告诉你人若不重生就不能见神的国。
Right after he confessed his belief that he came from God, and then Jesus' answer to him is very different things.
从尼哥底母对耶稣提到他对主耶稣的这个承认到主耶稣回答他的话这两件事情是截然的不同。
Since Jesus loved Nicodemus, he will bring up the very important truth to convey to him.
既然主耶稣在这里他爱那个尼哥底母他对尼哥底母所说的话的的确确是非常重要。
What Jesus talked to Nicodemus is truly, truly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
所以主耶稣对尼哥底母说我实实在在地告诉你人若不从水跟圣灵重生他断不能见神的国。
Born again, just Nicodemus started to perplex. It's hardly can understand that.
尼哥底母听到主耶稣这句话之后他开始不明白他在想到底这个重生是什么意思。
So the verse 4, Nicodemus said, talk to Jesus, how can a man be born when he is old?
所以第四节尼哥提姆对主耶稣说，人已经老了，如何能重生呢？
He cannot enter second time into his mother's womb and be born, can he?
说岂能再进母腹再生出来吗？
Because he think about the physically.
因为尼哥底母所想的是这个这个身体的这个动作。
Jesus one more time and talk to Nicodemus.
那么再一次的主耶稣又对尼哥底母说了。
Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. He talking about the spiritual issues.
但是主耶稣在说，我实实在在的告诉你，人若不从水和圣灵重生，断不能进神的国。主耶稣所讲的是属灵的意思。
Continue, he discussed in the verse 6 that which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of spirit is a spirit. He's talking about what he's talking about is the spiritual things, not the flesh things.
所以第六节说，从肉生生的就是肉生，从灵生的就是灵。所以主耶稣是讲这个灵方面的重生。
Chapter 3, verse 5, this is a very simple statement, but at the same time, very serious statement.
这个第三章第五节这所讲的话是一个很简洁的话但是却是非常重要的话。
Nicodemus, you believe in me.
说尼哥底母，你相信我。
But you have to born again.
但是你必须要重生。
You have the born of water and the spirit, then you can enter the kingdom of God.
你必须要借着水跟圣灵重生，你才能够得进神的国。
You know, the born of water, born of water means through the baptism, we can be reborn.
当然这个从水重生，就是借着水来受洗，所以你可以得救。
And also mentioned that also born of the spirit.
而且也要借着圣灵重生。
And spirit is what Jesus promised to us before he ascended to heaven.
这个从圣灵重生就是主耶稣还没复活复活还没升天之前他所应许门徒的事。
Jesus continued to talk about during his ministry, he bring these issues and he talk about to the people.
主耶稣在世上传福音的时候，他提到这个圣灵的事他再一次的重复的提到这个事的重要性。
Which, if you receive it, then the water come out of it, continue everlastingly come out to quench your thirst.
主耶稣说，你若从圣灵重生，那么这圣灵要在你的腹中成为活水的江河，直涌到永生。
Sometimes we can see that our life, we try to. Have you ever experienced when you get a nice car, then you think you can satisfy? So you bought a nice car.
或许你有这样的经历过你买一部好车。那你开这个好车的时候，心情非常愉快。
Have you experienced after a few months later on, you can tell you become numb, and this car it doesn't make you that much of excitement, give you excitement anymore.
但是经过几个月之后，慢慢的你就没有觉得这样的新鲜这个刺激了。
Only thing is you have noticed a lot of payments, plus a lot of insurance payment too.
你当时所注意到的就是你有很多的付款。还有加上保险。
And sometimes you buy the, you know, HD TV, flat TV, whatever.
或者是你买那个叫做这个扁的这个电视。
Before its screen is crooked, but now it's flat. So what? Once you watch it for several months, it's same thing too.
以前是这个立体的，那么现在是扁的扁的电视。
It is really tempting because sometimes I go to Best Buy and I look at all different TV. Oh, that's nice.
有时候我到 Best Buy 去看到这个又是圆的又是扁的电视看起来很有趣。
Sometimes because I want to listen to the better quality of music so that I, you know, we everybody have a CD, you know, the CD player.
当然我想听这个好的声响的音乐所以每个人都有这个 CD player。
Doesn't satisfy. Before, I remember when the old time we using the big what called the black disc or plastic disc. I don't know what it is. Then you can make a sound and then still your music goes on. Sometimes I feel like I like to listen to that kind of music too.
啊，我以前就是有一个什么唱机啊，黑箱子的唱机啊，那你这样磨，它就会有那个声音出来啊。我也很想听一下这种音乐。
You know, because if we continue seeking something, but end up we cannot satisfy.
啊，就是都是我们一直想要啊，这尝试的这个新奇的东西。啊，但是至终呢，我们还是不会满意。
When you look at the children, when they lost their own parents,
啊，我们看见这个孩子啊，若是他们失去了自己的父母亲
，we can entertain them with a candy or ice cream, and give some like a toys.
啊，你可以用这个冰淇淋或者是糖果啊，来暂时满足他们的需要。
But after play for a while, they feel the insecure.
啊！但是你跟他们玩了一阵子之后，他们又觉得不安全感。
They look around, where's my mom and my daddy?
啊，他还是在啊，这个东张西望啊，在说，我父母亲在哪里呢
？Usually they do not look at the daddy, but they look at the moms. Look around.
啊，他们通常是不找这个父亲啊，他们要找妈妈的。
So when they find out the mom and they forget about everything and they just go and holding mom and cry.
啊，他们找到妈妈的时候啊，他把这个冰棒。啊，这个糖果都放下了啊！他们找到啊，跑到母亲抱着母亲的怀抱，他们就哭了。
Because when they find out that their parents, they truly the feeling and the emotion is truly secure with them.
啊，因为孩子他们找到父母亲的时候啊，他们的确找到这安全的保障。
My kids and when they're at home, they never holding me, but they play. If I come and hi, daddy, and that's all. You know, they never come.Because it's secure, so they know that the daddy and mommy is always there.
啊，在家里的时候啊，我的孩子他只有帮我跟我招手啊，他不会来拥抱我啊，但是他们至少啊知道啊，在父母亲的看顾之下，他们有这个安全感。
But once we go or family together or other location, other place.
啊，但是呢，我们都是到别的地方去。
And all the strangers around us.
啊，那么周围有很多的陌生人。
Then they start to holding my, you know, my legs and my pants and holdings. Look around.
那结果他们就紧抓着我的裤脚啊，然后在东张西望。
Because they know security is come from their own parents.
啊，因为我的孩子知道啊，这个安全保障啊，只有他的父母亲才能够给他。
We know the true security is it came from God.
啊，我们知道这个安全的保障的确是从神来的。
Because He created us.
啊，因为神他是造我们的主。
He wants to be our father.
啊，这个神要做我们的父亲。
He know how to give us a true security in our life.
啊，他知道在我们生活当中怎样子给我们安全的保障。
Let's look at the John chapter 7.
我们看约翰福音的第七章。
John chapter 7, verse 37 to 39.
约翰福音第七章三十七节到三十九节。
John chapter 7, verse 37 to 39.
啊，约翰福音第七章三十七节到三十九节。
Now on the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, "If any man is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture says, from his innermost being shall flow rivers of living waters." Verse 39.
39节.
But this he spoke of the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were to receive. For the Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. Yet Jesus, he preached the gospel, and he talking about the Holy Spirit here.
啊，主耶稣在这里传的是福音啊，但是他又是提到这个圣灵的事。
It mentioned that here, the verse 37, if any man is thirsty, let him come to me and drink.
三十七节说，人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。
He who believes in me, as the scripture says, from his innermost being shall flow river of living water.
这个信我的人，就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。
Verse 39, he explained what is a living water. What he spoke of is he spoke of the Spirit of God.
啊，三十九节，耶稣紧接着来解释啊，这个活水的江河啊，是指着圣灵说的。
What is the difference compared to our church and other churches?
啊，到底说我们教会跟别的教会不同点在哪里
？Now this true Jesus church has this Spirit.
啊，因为在真耶稣教会，我们有这个圣灵。
When the day of Pentecost, all the 120 people they received the Holy Spirit.
啊，在五旬节那一天，120个人啊，他们同时受了圣灵。
We received the same Spirit, and 2,000 years ago they received it.
啊，在我们现在啊2000年以后所领受的圣灵啊，跟五旬节的时代他们所领受的圣灵是一样的。
So when we preach the gospel, we have a true confidence.
啊，所以当我们啊传福音的时候，我们有真实的这种信心跟把握。
It is not came from us, but it came from the Spirit of God.
啊，因为这不是出于我们自己啊，乃是从神的灵来的。
If you receive a Holy Spirit, your thirstness will quench by the Spirit of God.
啊，因为你都是领受了圣灵啊，那你心中的这个干渴啊，会啊得到圣灵的滋润。
When the day of Pentecost has come, but 800 years ago already all the prophets prophesied about the coming down of the Holy Spirit.
啊，在五旬节圣灵还没有来到之前啊，七八百年之前。啊，先知他们就预言到这个圣灵的事了。
Even the Peter when he stood up to preach the gospel to the people when the day of Pentecost, he using this also prophet what the prophet says.
啊，就是在五旬节那一天啊，这个彼得起来啊，见证给两三千人啊，这个啊的讲道的时候，彼得也是引用啊过去先知所说的预言。
And let's look at the several.Verses in the prophet, the book of prophet. Let's look at the Joel chapter 2.
啊，我们来看这个旧约的这个啊先知的预言书啊。首先，我们看耶尔书的第二章。
Joel chapter 2.
啊，耶尔书的第二章。
If you can find it right away, then Joel chapter 2, verse 28 and 29.
啊，耶尔书的第二章的第28节到29节啊，旧约1071页。
And it will come about after this that I will pour out my spirit on all mankind, and your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams, your young men will see visions, and even on the male and the female servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days. This is the promise, and this is the prophecies.
啊，这个就是耶尔书啊，这个耶尔先知他的预言。
Joel, a prophet Joel is a prophecy come out here is about B.C. 830 around.
啊，当这个啊耶尔先知讲这预言的时候啊，是在主前七八百年的时候。
So before Jesus come to this world, about 830 years before Jesus came.
啊，是在主耶稣还没有到这世上。这不830年前的预言。
And if you find out the book of Isaiah, there's many Bible verses and supporting this because he continued prophesies of coming down the Holy Spirit.
啊，你若是读以赛亚书的话，有很多啊这个圣经的章节啊，它联系的啊在这里预言到啊这个弥赛亚要来到世上的事。
If you find out all the Bible verses, then you have noticed that the Holy Spirit explained as a water.
啊，所以若是我们看圣经很多的这个啊章节的说明啊，常常啊这个啊圣灵是用活水的江河来形容的。
It is wonderful, wonderful coincidence we can say.
啊，或许我们想这是一个啊很好的一个巧合吧。
This is a precise God's guidance, God's arrangement.
啊，但事实上啊，这就是神啊他自己啊说。这个预定的这个经纶
，Bible describe God is a beginning and end。
啊，因为啊，圣经记载啊，这个从前到后都是记载到
so,
啊，这个神救赎计划的经纶。
God orderly prepare in this manner the coming of the Holy Spirit。
啊，所以神啊，在很有计划、有次序的啊，这个啊，这个安排之下，等得到啊，要应许的圣灵来到。
不过 my size is too many Bible verses, but I want to pick up the one of them。
啊，若是我们要节节的去查的话，可能太多章节，但是我至少要提出一段。
Let's look at the book of Isaiah chapter 55.
啊，我们看以赛亚书的第55章。
Isaiah 55 verse 1.
以赛亚书第55章的第一节。
Verse 1 to verse 3.
啊，第一节到第三节。
Isaiah 55 from verse 1 to verse 3.
以赛亚书55章的第一节到第三节。
Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk, without money and without cost. Why do you spend money for what is not bread, and your wage for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good and delight yourself in abundance. Verse 3.
第三节。
And incline your ear and come to me and listen that you may live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you according to the faithful mercy shown to David. And here they describe this, the coming down of the Holy Spirit here also.
在这里以赛亚也是在预言将来这个圣灵的来到。
This is an invitation everyone who thirsts Come to the waters.
所以这也是一个公开的邀请说你们一切干渴的人都当就近水来。
So Jesus come to this world to preach about these wonderful, wonderful waters, living waters.
所以主耶稣到世上来他传福音的时候也提到这个活水的江河。
But during the time of Jesus in his time, because Spirit of God still not sending because he didn't glorify yet.
但是在主耶稣那个时候这个应许的圣灵还没有降下来因为主耶稣他还没有升天得到荣耀。
But at this time, when the Jesus preaching the gospel in his ministry, already John the Baptist knew that.
但是在主耶稣传福音的时候这个约翰他早就知道这个耶稣传福音的这个事。
So he mentioned that I baptize with water.
所以施洗约翰说我是用水给你们施洗。
But he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit.
但是主耶稣来是要用圣灵给你们施洗。
Indeed, when he ascended to heaven, he sent us the Holy Spirit.
的确当主耶稣他升天之后他就赐下应许的圣灵。
You know, the Holy Spirit original meaning is like a wind.
这个圣灵原意就好像风。
So it's like a wind, it's like we cannot see it.
我们知道这个风我们看不见。
But we can feel it.
但是我们可以感觉到风。
Many people, that when they receive Holy Spirit in our church, they feel the experience of the wind coming blows.
很多人在我们教会体验到圣灵的时候他们感觉到风在吹。
This is already explained to Nicodemus before.
那么这一件事情早就向尼哥底母来 说明过了。
Let's look at the John chapter 3.
我们看约翰福音的第三章。
John chapter 3.
约翰福音第三章。
Chapter 3 from verse 7-8.
第七节到第八节。
Chapter 3, 7 and 8.
第三章第七节、第八节。
Do not marvel that I say to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it.But do not know where it comes from and where it is going. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. Here the Jesus explained to Nicodemus what the Spirit of God is, looks like and how it happened to you.
这个主耶稣就是对尼哥底母来讲这从圣灵重生的就是是什么样子的。
It's just like a wind blows.
他说就是像这个风吹的。
We all the brothers and sisters, we haven't seen any substance form is through our physical eyes.
因为我们的确没有任何一个用肉眼能够看见这个圣灵的事。
Because the Spirit of God has come from heavens, and this is spirit, so we cannot see through our eyes.
因为这个神的灵是从天降下来的这是随着这个圣灵自己的意思来运行我们看不见。
But when we receive the Holy Spirit,We can feel it is wind.
但是当我们领受到圣灵的时候，我们可以感受得到，就像风在吹。
We know this wind has come from heaven.
我们知道这个风是从天上来的。
Makes our tongues roll.
因此让我们的舌头能够震动。
Makes our body to shake.
让我们的身体也会摆动。
Sometimes even when we look at a 7 years old.Also, 6 years old receive Holy Spirit.
所以我们看见在教会，这六岁、七岁的孩子也是同样的受圣灵。
Because wind blow to them too.
因为这个圣灵也是像风吹向他们。
Sometimes 80 years of people receive Holy Spirit same way like a wind blow to them.
就是八岁的孩子得到圣灵也是像风这样吹过。
And Bible gives us many reasons why we have to receive Holy Spirit.
这个圣灵圣经也给我们很多。的章节告诉我们为什么要得到圣灵的洗。
Most important reason that we already read John chapter 3 verse 5.
最重要的就是刚才我们所读的约翰福音的第三章第五节。
If you do not born with the Holy Spirit, then you cannot enter the kingdom of God.
啊，因为我们都是不是借着圣灵重生，我们就不能进神的国。
So for your salvation, you have to receive the Holy Spirit.
啊，所谓着你自己的救恩，你必须要受圣灵。
For your guarantee of salvation.
啊，为着你能够得到啊这个救恩的确实保障，你必须要得圣灵。
Let's look at the 2 Corinthians chapter 1.
啊，我们看哥林多后书的第一章。
2 Corinthians chapter 1.
啊，哥林多后书的第一章。
2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 21 and 22.
哥林多后书第一章的20节、22节。
2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 21 and 22.
哥林多后书一章21节、22节。
Now he who established us with you in Christ and anointed us in God, 22, and who also sealed us and gave us the Spirit in our hearts as a pledge. You mentioned that the Christ and anointed us in, is God who sealed us and gave us the Spirit in our heart as a pledge.
啊，在二十一节说，在基督里坚固我们和你们，并告我们的这个就是神，而且赐下圣灵做心里做凭据。
If you later on study about the book of Revelation,
啊，若是以后你花时间来啊读这个启示录
，especially on the last day, God start to seal everybody those he chosen, those he chosen by God.
啊，因为在末后的日子啊，神的灵啊要开始印啊那些神所拣选的人。
Sealing is This is mine and this is mine.
啊，所以当他把印章啊盖在我们额上的时候，意思说这是我的，这也是我的。
So you want to be, you want, I want, I want to possess you means seal him.
啊，所以啊，就是好像神的灵说啊，我要得到你啊，所以我就把章盖在你身上。
So、if we are being sealed by God, then being sealed by the Spirit of God.
啊，若是我们被神盖过章啊，被这个圣灵盖过印。
Then you have an eternal life.
啊，当然我们就有永生。
Because it's not on ourselves, but we belong to God right away.
啊，因为这不是出于我们自己啊，我们被盖上章，我们就是永远属于神。
Let's look at another verse, Ephesians chapter 1.
啊，我们再看另外那个章节，以弗所书的第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13.
啊，以弗所书第一章的第十三节。
And 14.
啊，跟十四节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13 and 14.
以弗所书一章十三十四节。
In him you also, after listening to the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation, having also believed, you were sealed in him with the Holy Spirit of promise. So you can see that here the sealed him with the Holy Spirit of promise. This Holy Spirit is what we receive, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the promised ones.And verse 14,
14节
who is given as a pledge of our inheritance with a view to the redemption of God's own possession to the praise of his glory. In this verse clearly explain about it.
啊，所以这两个圣经章节非常清楚地跟我们解释。
Now we were sealed in him with the Holy Spirit of promise who is given as a pledge of our inheritance.
啊，就是说我们要受了所应许的圣灵啊为印记。So, 这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据。
With a view to the redemption of God's own possessions.
啊，所以呢，就是要得到将来啊，这个得基业的凭据啊，就是神的名被赎。
If we receive Holy Spirit, we right away become an heir of inheritance of kingdom of God.
啊，所以当我们得到圣灵的时候啊，我们就是成为神的子女。啊，成为神的后世
Bible,
啊，可以承受这个神国的产业。
Also, more clearly about it, if the Spirit is not with us, then no more we not belong to God.
啊，圣经也非常清楚告诉我们，啊，若是我们没有这个神的灵，我们就是不属神的。
Let's look at the Romans chapter 8.
啊，我们看罗马书的第八章。
Romans chapter 8, verse 9.
罗马书第八章第九节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 9.
啊，罗马书第八章的第九节。
However, you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit, if indeed the spirit of God dwell in you. But if anyone does not have the spirit of Christ, he does not belong to him.
所以在这里说，如果神的灵住在你们心里，你们就不属肉体，乃属圣灵了。人若没有基督的灵，就不是属基督的。
This is a simple statement, but very serious statement.
啊，这是一个很啊这个啊简洁的啊圣经章节，但是很有能力的章节。
This is the word of God.
啊，因为这是神的话。
Of course, Paul wrote this one, but which because this inspired by the Spirit of God, he wrote this. This is word of God.
啊，这是保罗所写的啊，当然他是啊凭着圣灵的感动。啊，他写出神的话。
So this is what Paul says. Also, this is what God says.
啊，这是保罗所说的，也是神所说的。
So God, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to Him.
啊，所以在这里啊，这神的话说，人若没有基督的灵，他就是不属基督的。
And also, he continues said verse 11.
啊，继续在十一节这样说。
But if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he who raised Jesus from the dead will also give a life to your mortal body through his spirit who indwell you.
啊，所以在这十一节也继续说啊，若是叫耶稣从死里复活的灵都住在你们心里，那么那叫基督耶稣从死里复活的，也必借着住在你们心里的圣灵，使你们必死的身体又活过来。
Verse 11 says.Who resurrected Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit?
啊，那么到底啊是什么使耶稣从死里复活呢？就是圣灵。
This spirit dwelling with you.
那么这样子的这个圣灵啊住在我们里面。
And on the last day, this spirit also resurrect you too from the death.
啊，所以这个最后啊这个末后的日子啊也是同样的啊，使住在我们心里的圣灵啊，使我们的必死的身体再活过来。
Logically, the Spirit of God.That resurrect you from the dead, then you can have eternal life.
啊，当然，这个心里的圣灵啊，使我们必死的圣灵又活过来啊，我们当然有永生了。
So the why we have to receive the Holy Spirit?
啊，所以说为什么我们要承受圣灵呢
？Because the Spirit of God gives us eternal life.
啊，因为这个圣灵啊，给我们得到永生。
We become a possession of God.
啊，就是我们成为神的产业。
Since we receive the Spirit of God, then we become a children of God.Verse 15.
啊，这个在第十五节啊，我们既然啊，这个啊，这个有圣灵，我们就成为神的儿女。
Since we receive the spirit of adoption as a son, by which we cried out, "Abba, Father," then we can call God as our Father.
啊，那么因此我们就是成为神的儿女，我们可以呼叫这个阿巴父。
Verse 16.
啊，十六节。
The Spirit Himself will bear witness with our spirit that we are children of God.
啊，说圣灵以我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。
Because we don't have to express ourselves, you know, because I'm a child of God.
啊，你不需要啊说啊我是神的儿女。
And God says, "Do you receive Holy Spirit?"
啊，因为神要问我们说，那你有没有领受圣灵呢
？I don't know, but I'm a children of God. People say that.
啊，那么很多人说我不知道，但是我就是神的儿女。
You need a certain substance that which is can see that the base on the Bible, and then it makes sense.
啊，就是你必须要根据这个圣经啊，那么的确有这个神的灵在你心里头，你才能称自己是神的儿女。
Bible clearly describe here that
啊，因为在圣经里头非常清清楚楚的这样子的说。
Verse 16, the Spirit Himself will bear witness with our spirit that we are children of God.
啊，因为说圣灵在我们的心同证，我们是属神的儿女。
That's why the apostle when he preached the gospel, he asked the people.
啊，所以当保罗传福音的时候，他问啊那些啊信的人
，Do you receive the Holy Spirit when you believe in it？
啊，说你们信的时候有没有受了圣灵
？Let's look at the Acts chapter 19。
啊，我们看这个《使徒行传》的第十九章。
Acts chapter 19。
啊，《使徒行传》的第十九章。
Acts chapter 19 verse 2。
啊，第二节。
Acts chapter 19 verse 2。《
使徒行传》第十九章的第二节。
Did you receive the Holy Spirit？When you believe,
啊，说你们信的时候受了圣灵没有
？Many Christians nowadays they think they believe in Jesus as their savior. Yeah, I'm saved.
啊，今天有很多的基督徒啊，他们说我们接受耶稣基督做我的救主啊，所以我是得救了。
How they can explain these verses?
啊，那他们这样子的话啊，他们怎么解释啊？这个保罗问的这句话呢
？Let's continue look at here the.Look at verse 2.
啊，我们看第二节。
And they say to him, "No, we have not even heard whether there is a Holy Spirit."
啊，因为他们回答说没有，也未曾听见有圣灵赐下来。
And then they perplexed. Then what kind of baptism they received? So into what then were you baptized? Verse 3. And into John the Baptist.
啊，第三节保罗说，那这样子你们受的是什么样洗呢？他们回答说，啊，是约翰的洗。
And then Paul he explained about the John baptized with the word baptism with this repentance, but then also explained about the coming of this true baptism by the name of Jesus Christ.
那么保罗要跟他们解释说，这约翰所行的是悔改的洗，要告诉百姓，当信那在他以后要来的就是耶稣。
So, all these people they listened to him and they obeyed, and then they all baptized.
那么这些人他们听从了那这个保罗所说的话。那么就奉主耶稣的名受洗。
And then verse 6.
啊，然后第六节。
And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Spirit came on them, and they began speaking with the tongues and prophesying.
啊，所以保罗就按手在他们头上，那么圣灵便降在他们身上，他们就说方言，又说异言。
Verse 7 even said that they counted how many people received the Holy Spirit.
第七节也说啊，他们算了一下，一共有多少人得到圣灵。
That means some of them they not receive the Spirit yet.
那么意思就是说啊，除了这个十二个人之外，有些人还没有得到圣灵。
Bible clearly describes in this manner they receive the Holy Spirit.
啊，所以圣经啊就是这样非常清楚的记载。啊，他们就是这样子来领受圣灵的。
Because Paul understood receiving Holy Spirit is crucially related to their salvation.
啊，因为保罗啊，他深深知道啊，那些信的人有没有得到圣灵啊，跟他们啊这个得救确实有关系的。
And also, if we receive Holy Spirit, then we can understand the will of God.
啊，而且若是我们有领受的圣灵啊，我们的确可以了解神的旨意。
And let's look at the First Corinthians chapter 2.
我们看哥林多前书的第二章。
First Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11.
啊，哥林多前书第二章的第十一节。
Chapter 2, verse 11 and 12.
啊，哥林多前书二章十一节到十二节。
Let's read it from verse 10.
啊，我们从第十节读起。
For to us God revealed them through the Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, even the depth of God. 11.
十一节。
For who among men knows that the thought of man, except the spirit of the man, which is in him? Even so, the thought of God, no one knows except the Spirit of God. Verse 12.
第十二节。
Now we have received.Not the spirit of the word, but the spirit who is from God, that we might know the things freely given to us by God. Here talking of the spirit of God, since the only how we can search the will of God when the spirit of God came and let us know, then we can understand it.
啊，所以说我们怎样子能够啊明白神的旨意呢？啊，只有靠着圣灵啊，因为啊圣灵是称得万事的。啊，就是神深奥的事也会参透了。
My mother testified when she converted our church member.
啊，这个我的母亲这样子做见证啊，就是她归入真耶稣教会的时候。
At that time, my parent generation is first generation in Korea.
啊，当时我父母亲当代啊，就是在韩国的第一代信徒。
At that time, not many people, but some of the people gathered in the just small room.They start together to start this true church.
啊，当时候他们还没有教会啊，所以呢，就是一些啊信徒啊开始在家里头啊说啊家庭聚会。
She came to our church. Most obstacle course is understand this prayer.
啊，当我的母亲到真耶稣教会啊，最大的障碍啊，就是她要。必须要先了解啊，这个圣灵的祷告。
This is hardly understand. Is it kind of something like a sorcery thing? So you know, something very hard to understand. La 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 la. So you know, in Korea at the beginning, all the other denomination call us a la 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 church.
啊，因为啊，到我们教会来啊，这个圣灵啊，他们真的不容易啊了解啊，所以当时候韩国的教会就称我们真耶稣教会啊，叫做啦啦啦啦教会。
Because only true church pray in this manner, la la la.
啊，因为我们只有真耶稣教会才用这样子的方式祷告的。
But my mom testified.
啊，但是我妈妈就做了这个见证。
After she received the Holy Spirit.
啊，当她得到圣灵之后。
When she look at the Bible, Bible is different.
啊，他在读圣经啊，圣经看起来都不同了。
Before many things, she cannot find out the truth out of the Bible.
啊，过去他很难啊，从圣经当中找出真理。
She reads many times, but she cannot bring all the truth out of the Bible.
啊，她读圣经读了好几遍啊，但是呢，很难在圣经当中找出真理。
After she received the Holy Spirit, she looked at the Bible. Wow, this is all the truth is in the Bible.
啊，当我的母亲这个领受的这个宝贵的圣灵之后，她在读圣经啊，她就发现说，哦，原来圣经有这么多的真理。
Because my mom is very emotional.
啊，我母亲啊，她是比较情绪化的。
So she read the Bible, she cried too much.
啊，所以她读到圣经，读到神的话，她就一直掉眼泪。
I still remember the old Bible when just later and just giving up the Bible, but this Bible turned to be this side is getting bigger and thicker and thicker.
啊，那我就看见我妈妈所读过的那些圣经。啊，这他读的圣经呢，啊，圣经会膨胀，越来越大，越来越大。
可是 too excited.
啊，因为我妈妈常常读圣经的时候，她会很激动。
Because the Spirit of God continues search the truth in the Bible.
啊，因为这个神的灵一直感动她，啊，让她能够察觉到圣经当中很多过去隐藏的真理。
Without the Spirit of God, we cannot find out the truth actually.
啊，的确都是没有神的灵的话。我们没有办法来了解神奥秘的事。
So if you receive the Holy Spirit, then we can guide by the Spirit, we can understand the truth, and we can understand the will of God.
啊，所以当我们领受的这个圣灵啊，这个圣灵啊，可以引导我们啊，进入这个圣经当中的真理，去了解属灵奥秘的事。
And sometimes we do not know what to pray.
啊，有时候我们也不知道怎么祷告。
You have experienced before you receive the Holy Spirit.
啊，就是你有这样的经验，在你还没有领受圣灵之前
，maybe you pray with understanding words
啊，或许你是用这个听懂的话，这悟性来祷告。
About a few minutes pray, you don't know what to say
啊，那么经过几分钟之后，你不晓得再怎么继续下去了。
Then it's better just stop
啊，当然最好就停下来。
Pray is not the quantity but quality, so just few minutes pray just stop.
啊，是因为这个祷告并不是在乎啊这个时间，而是在乎你的啊这个内容啊，所以经过几分钟之后，你没话说了，你就只有停下来。
Quantity quality both of them is important.
啊，当然这个质跟量都是同样重要。
If you receive Holy Spirit,
啊，都是你领受的圣灵。
You can tell your prayer, you can make a continue get into deep into the God's will.
啊，就是啊这个借着灵里头的祷告。啊，你能够长时间的跟神灵交，能够明白神的旨意。
Because not only we pray, but the Spirit of God help us to pray together.
啊，因为不只是我们的祷告，这个圣灵啊一直在帮助我们祷告。
Let's look at the Romans chapter 8.
啊，我们看罗马书的第八章。
Romans chapter 8, verse 26 and 27.
啊，罗马书第八章的二十六节跟二十七节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 26 and 27.
罗马书第八章二十六节二十七节。
And in the same way, the Spirit also helps our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we should. But the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with a groaning too deep for words. And he who searches the heart knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. If we receive the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God,Guide us and let us know what we should pray. So God intercede us, help us in our prayer in this way.
啊，所以啊，当我们得到这个圣灵的时候，啊，这个圣灵啊，他会用亲自用说不出来的叹息来帮助我们祷告啊，而且啊，这个鉴察人心，晓得圣灵的意思，因为圣灵是照着神的旨意来替我们代求的。
I already talked before, but once we receive Holy Spirit, we become a children of God.
啊，我刚才有解释过了，当我们领受了圣灵之后。我们就成为神的儿女。
This is change of our status.
啊，这样子就改变了我们的地位身份。
Even God, if we receive Holy Spirit, we become a slave of God. Still, I want to take it.
啊，就是说，好，若是我得了圣灵，啊，我就成为神的这个啊奴仆的话，那我也愿意拿。
But God says, No, you are not a slave. If you receive Holy Spirit, you become my child.
啊，但是神说不是的，啊，你若是领受我的圣灵，你是成为我的儿女。
Status totally changed.
啊，所以我的这个身份啊，这个地位完全改变。
Old Testament, three people they anointed by the oil.
啊，这个在旧约时代有三种人啊，他们是用这油来膏立的。
King
啊，一个是君王。
And the priest
啊，这祭司。
And then the prophets
啊，然后就先知。
But once we receive the Holy Spirit
啊，那么我们都是领受了圣灵。
Bible mention God anointed us.
啊，圣经啊，就是说啊，这个圣灵来啊浇灌我们。
Then we become a king.
啊，然后我们就成为君王。
We become a priest.
啊，我们成为祭司。
We become a prophet.
我们也成为先知。
Because we can preach the gospel.
啊，因此我们可以传福音。
It's not the preachers preach become a preachers. No, everybody once they receive Holy Spirit.They are the one become a witness of God.
啊，不是说只有传道人才可以传福音啊，乃是每一个人领受了圣灵啊，他就成为一个见证人啊，可以宣扬神的道理。
God anoint us.
啊，因为神啊用这个圣灵来浇灌我们。
These three important offices put it together to give us as a title.
啊，所以啊，这个借着圣灵高立这个先知、君王、祭司。啊，当我们领受圣灵的时候，啊，我们三样都有了。
Let's look at the first Peter chapter 2.
我们看彼得前书的第二章。
First Peter chapter 2.
啊，彼得前书的第二章。
Chapter 2 verse 9.
第二节第九节。
Chapter 2 verse 9.
啊，彼得前书第二章第九节。
But you are the chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation.A people for God's own possession, that you may proclaim the excellences of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Here, the Peter describes our status. How much our status become a prestigious the precious the status that we got obtained.
所以彼得啊在这里提到啊有不同的啊，这就是。成为不同的这个身份跟地位。
First, we have to believe in God, sincerely.
但是呢，首先我们要心里头诚实相信神。
We read Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13. This is the process of receiving the Holy Spirit, listening the word of God and believing Him.
刚才我们所读的这个圣经阶段要怎样来信神？首先呢，就是要听神的话。然后要相信神
，and then receive the Holy Spirit。
然后呢，就是一定要得到圣灵。
And also, we need a heart to submissive heart。
而且我们必须要有一个顺服的心。
Let's look at Acts chapter 5。
我们看《使徒行传》的第五章。
Acts chapter 5。
使徒行传第五章。
Acts chapter 5 verse 32。
第五章的第三十二节。
Chapter 5:32, and we are witness of these things, and so.So is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obeyed Him.
说我们为这事做见证，那神是给顺服之人的圣灵，也为这事做见证。
God will give the Holy Spirit those who obeyed Him.
神会赐给顺服的人圣灵。
Those who pray for Holy Spirit and those who here to want to receive Holy Spirit, you need a heart of obedience in the sight of God.
那些今天在这里我们要求圣灵的，首先呢，我们的心里头必须要有一个顺从的心。
And then God will allow to give it to you this precious Spirit.
然后神会把这个宝贵的圣灵赐给我们。
Another is when you ask for the Spirit of God, you need to put your heart and determination and put your total your heart.Into your prayer to ask for the Holy Spirit.
所以我们要求的圣灵的话首先呢就是我们在求圣灵的祷告的时候，我们要把这个全心全人换上。
Let's look at Luke chapter 11.
我们看路加福音的第十一章。
Luke chapter 11 verse 13.
路加福音十一章的第十三节。
Chapter 11, verse 13.
路加福音十一章的十三节。
If you then being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him? And we have to ask Him.
所以在这里说就是要将圣灵赐给求他的人，所以我们要求。
Many people receive Holy Spirit because they really ask for it.
很多人得到圣灵，因为他们的确的向神求。
I heard it from the one of pastor in Korea, the one lady, how he received Holy Spirit, one sister in Korea.
我听到一个在韩国的姐妹她来见证说她怎样子得圣灵的。
She prayed for Holy Spirit several years.
因为她求圣灵已经求了好几年了。
But she didn't receive Holy Spirit.
但是她没有领受过。
So she determined to receive Holy Spirit.
但是她下决心一定要受圣灵。
So she noticed to the church and the pastors, and I will come to church at 5 o'clock every day.
啊，所以呢，
I receive.
啊，他就对传道人讲说，每天早上五点钟啊，我一定要到教会来祷告，只等到我得到圣灵。
She has a kid.
啊，那他有一个孩子。
She also sent her husband to work.
啊，他也必须要打发他先生去上班。
So she come to church 5 o'clock.
啊，但是他本身到教会五点钟早上。
In order to come to 5 o'clock at the church meeting, she would have to wake up way ahead of it.
啊，那么为着五点钟要赶上教会来祷告。啊，他要很早时间就起床。
So she bring the kids come to church.
啊，所以呢，他就带着孩子来啊教会。
5 o'clock is everybody sleeping.
啊，这五点钟早上啊，大家还在睡觉。
She knocked the door, church door.
啊，那他就会这个敲教会的门。
Since she come to church to pray for Holy Spirit, minister have to pray with her too.
那么既然他是来教会来祷告求圣灵啊，所以教会的传道也必须要跟他祷告。
Minister doesn't mean to wake up at 5 o'clock.
啊，那么传道人不见得说是早上五点钟起床。
She says she come to pray every day 5 o'clock, while minister have to pray for her.
啊，那当然五点钟到教会来，那传道人一定要为他祷告。
Otherwise he have to wake up 5 o'clock every day.
啊，要不然的要不然的话他。他必须要五点钟起来。
So minister determined to pray for her for receiving the Holy Spirit.
啊，所以呢，啊，这个传道人啊，就也是啊，下决心啊，一直要帮助他祷告。
Every morning, she and the minister and the wife also together pray for Holy Spirit.
啊，所以这个啊，这个韩国的姐妹，这个太太啊，跟传道人啊，他们每天五点钟啊，就在会堂祷告。
About the seventh day, she received Holy Spirit.
啊，那么经过这样的七天的时间之久，啊，她终于得到圣灵了。
So minister can have a longer sleep.
啊，那么这时候呢，传道人就能够睡晚一点。
Also, the sister, what that kind of a determination.
啊，所以可以看见这个姐妹啊，就是有这样的下了决心。
She have to take care of children and her husband also send the work in the morning.
啊，因为她也要照顾自己的孩子。啊，还有呢，啊，他的先生啊，也要早上上班。
But she know this is important issue to receive Holy Spirit.
啊，但是他知道要得到圣灵啊，是这么重要的一件事。
So she come to every morning 5 o'clock.
啊，所以他每天早晨五点钟一定到教会。
We need this kind of desire.
啊，我们也必须要有这样的心。
And then God will give us a spirit.
啊，那么当然神会把他的圣灵来赐给我们。
This is the promise of God.
啊，因为这是啊神所应许要给我们的。
It's not given not to give.
啊，不是说要给你又不给你。
But God will give us, but we have to ask for it.
啊，神会给我们啊，但是我们要求。
You know, when we give something to our children, if it's important thing, very precious one, we do not just give it to them. When they feel they need, they ask for it and then give it to them.
啊，若是一个很重要的东西啊啊，要给孩子。啊，不是说就主动就给他们啊，但是要孩子他们啊，要求啊，然后父母亲才把这个重要东西给他们。
Holy Spirit is a precious one.
啊，因为这圣灵是非常宝贵的圣灵。
If you come the first time or you seeking for this receiving the Holy Spirit, please pray sincerely.
啊，你若是第一次啊，或者是你现在啊还在慕道要追求这个圣灵，那你祷告的时候一定要。啊，这个诚心啊，下决心的好好祷告。
You can receive the same man the same way, like during the day of Pentecost.
因为你可以啊，领受到圣灵的喜，就好像五旬节时代的那个圣灵。